For many Philadelphians striving to escape poverty, the Community College of Philadelphia acts as a gateway. In every corner of its urban campuses, students struggle to defy the odds. WHYY's Kevin McCory gives us this tale of one of CCP's most recent successes, a man who went from armed robbery to criminology courses at LaSalle University.
Quaris Carter arrived in North Philadelphia a stranger to the East Coast, carrying two garbage bags of clothes and barely a dime. After more than three decades in Texas, he was just grateful for the chance to redefine his life.
I actually started to see myself change. I started to feel free. I didn't have to, I'm going somewhere new, it's a new start.
This was July of 2010. The story of how he got there, and within 4 years, graduated from community college, is a tale of American reinvention, one that begins in Houston's drug-riddled Fifth Ward neighborhood at the height of the 1980s crack epidemic. The son of a devout Southern Baptist single mother, Carter says he was a good student for a while. Then,
everyone's telling me to get money, you know, and I figured getting money was on the way out. My mom never knew I sold crack until like a year ago, because she never caught me. She never seen me with money. The money that she actually got off me, when she searched me when I came home, I told her I was shooting dice. She's like, well, don't be shooting dice, but as long as you're not selling drugs.
At 12, already drinking and smoking weed, he was making $500 a week dealing crack after school, often selling to adults who are more than twice his age.
We had older guys, like 5, 6 years older, who told us, like, hey, don't do it. And then they like, this is how you do it. So it wasn't like structured like we had a boss or underboss or a gang leader. It wasn't like that.
By high school, though, Carter quit selling. And so for a while, he was a quintessential Texas teenager. He joined the football team and earned cash by mowing lawns and washing cars. But that phase, too, did not last. Twenty-some years later, in Philadelphia, Carter, now 38, lives in a $350 a month rooming house on a dilapidated corner of Diamond Street in North Philadelphia. To afford the application fee to community college, he had to sell his plasma at a blood bank. Once he enrolled, two of his sociology professors urged him to ride the 23 bus from Center City to Chestnut Hill. The bus sputters past the full swath of city life, from downtrodden storefronts and vacant lots to million-dollar homes on the city's edge.
And they just start telling me, you need to start building social and cultural capital. You need to start getting out and meet different people, different social classes, and they can show you, how beautiful life is.
On a recent Friday, we retrace that journey, looking through the scuffs on the big bus window as the urban terrain changed. During the course of the trip, Carter meditated on the mistakes of his past. As we jumped off the bus at Germantown in Indiana, Carter said that after graduating high school, he went to the University of Houston.
I was doing well, but I had no family support. They were still telling me, like, college is good, but you need to go get a job and just help pay some bills and things like that. So I just stopped going to school. After then, I just started committing crime.
Some guys he knew from the neighborhood had been robbing jewelry stores at gunpoint.
They was like, look, you got a better life right now. You can't, don't be lazy. Let's go get this money. And I seen they was doing it, so I was like, cool. And I knew I was smarter than them. So I guess back then applied myself.
If a store opened at 9, Carter and his crew would show up at 9:02 with ski masks and automatic weapons.
I had a policy, you know, that never shoot anyone. You don't shoot anyone. You know what I'm saying? They're going to give it to you. Like, it's not theirs. Don't shoot them. You know what I'm saying? If you shoot them, somebody's going to shoot you.
Carter had a connection that would pay him $10,000 to $15,000 for each duffel bag full of jewelry.
I was like, this is stupid, but it's money. And as long as I got money, like, people will not respect me. I knew they wouldn't respect me, but I'm like, they would like me.
He was soon arrested and sentenced to 3 years in prison. After he got out, he worked as an electrician, but then started robbing again. And again, he was arrested. He did another 6 years behind bars. Waiting to catch the bus at Germantown in Glenwood, Carter said committing crimes was the stupidest thing he's ever done.
Robbing, pulling guns on people, there's no justification for committing crime. Like, I realize that now. Just because you're poor doesn't mean you commit crime. I'm not committing crime now, and I'm poor.
Locked up the second time, he says reading Nelson Mandela's A Long Walk to Freedom changed him.
I was like, if he could do that, I have no reason to give up on my life. If he could do it for 27 years, I have no reason. So I just made my mind up, like, I'm not gonna give up.
Released from prison, Carter fled to the East Coast with nothing, even though it meant leaving behind his teenage daughter.
I started seeing, like, some of the same old behaviors, because some of the people that I know, they started contacting me and I started hanging around them, but I wanted to change because I didn't want to go back.
Back on the bus, we plotted through Germantown proper and then into more affluent Mount Airy.
Mount Pleasant Avenue,
Carter recalled that when he first got to Philly, he bounced between homeless shelters and drug recovery programs.
And once I started going to Narcotics Anonymous meetings, I started seeing, they started talking about, we're going to love you until you love how to, until you learn how to love yourself.
A therapist saw his intellectual potential and pushed him to try community college, where, with the help of a few committed faculty mentors, he made it into the honors program. He graduated from CCP in the spring and has begun coursework at LaSalle to finish his bachelor's degree in sociology and criminal justice. When we got off the bus at the edge of the city in Chestnut Hill, Carter breathed a noticeable sigh of relief.
It feels like freedom.
Police officers on horseback smiled and waved as they clicked and clacked across the cobblestones.
The people over here, like, they're used to success. They don't feel that entitlement where they have to take something from someone else. Where Germantown, Indiana, it felt like at any moment, anything could happen.
When Carter needs a break from life in North Philly, this is where he comes to clear his head. One day, Carter dreams of buying a house here, a place where maybe his daughter, now also in college, could come and stay. But he says he's only able to even have that thought because of his renewed belief in his own power to learn.
The way out doesn't have to consist of crime, drugs, violence, suicides, none of that. You know what I'm saying? Just talk to someone and seek that education.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.